Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices with March corn up a penny and a half, March wheat up 0.75 cents, March beans up 3.75 cents. Running a little bit late here. We'll open as I'm talking here. We've got the dollar steady, crude oil down 50 a barrel. The bonds are down half a point. Looks like the Dow's going to open up about 70 higher. We had really strong exports overnight, 1.89 million metric tons on corn, 1.24 million metric tons on beans. The wheat was terrible at 153, but the beans just opened up five higher, corn a penny and a half higher, wheat up a penny. If wheat closes over 427 despite this bad news, I think that would be a strong close. If we can close corn and beans higher, it'll be higher closes for the year. If we can close wheat over 27, that'll be a higher close for the year. Considering the bad news that we've had out here, I think that would be a pretty good action to start the year off here. The weather around the country looks pretty good. It looks like any of the snow cover in the southern plains is going to melt away, leaving it a little bit susceptible to some cold weather. A lot of the country, they say 60%, is having drought conditions out here. But when I look at the situation of the wheat, I think we're overestimating the acres and underestimating the damage that's been done out here. So long term, I'm a little bit friendly to the wheat. Meal continues to lead the way up here. We're up another $4 a ton as we start. So I remain friendly, really, on all three commodities. I would like to see wheat close over 427 here today. But I think in the long run, the weather in South America and Argentina, it's been dry, but they've had some rains. Now they're talking about, after being dry in Brazil, that they've got too much rain. It could be putting a damper on some harvest activity in the next several weeks. So it's a mixed bag there. But I think when it's all said and done, maybe these crops aren't quite as rosy as the government's been telling us. And with the funds short as much as they are, I still believe we can rally. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.